here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I'm your co-host, Andrew Battisti. We have a big show this evening with two members of our U.S. national teams joining us in the first half hour of the show and two Hall of Famers in the second half hour. What more could you ask for except for our host, Joe Sirianni?
Hey, good evening, Andrew, and good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And what an honor is to have those people that you just mentioned on Soccer Kick in the Grass and early in the year. Certainly demonstrate the fervor that we have to promote soccer and to have people that make soccer popular in the United States.
Well, again, we have a huge show tonight. Let's give you the rundown before we get to our first guest. Coming up right in our second segment, we're going to have U.S. men's national team star and the former and current member of the Colorado Rapids, Marvell Wind, will be joining us. Dick Howard will be on the top of the hour with all the latest international news, including the report on the World Players of the Year voted by FIFA and announced today. And at the end of the show, we'll have the owner of the Rochester Ravens and former Rhino great Doug Miller joining us. But right now, we're certainly very happy to have with us a young lady who is going to be playing right here in Rochester this coming spring and summer for the Western New York Flash. She's a member of our U.S. women's national team, and she is Yael Averbush, and I will get it right, I promise. Yael's appearance is sponsored by tonight, the Soccer Shack in Brighton, where you can get all your U.S. national team gear. Yael, thank you very much for being with us on the show.
Hi, thanks so much.
No problem. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Sirianni, and we're all very excited about you and the rest of the members of the Flash coming to play here in Rochester this coming spring and summer in the WPS. And looking at the players, including yourself, it's going to be a great season for women's soccer here in upstate New York.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it, as I know my teammates are as well. So we're all really excited about it. I think we're going to have a great team, and we're looking forward to being part of the soccer community there.
Yael, just Joe Sirianni here. I would like you to tell us a little bit about your soccer career, because I see that you really been an aficionado of soccer since a young age, and now you have achieved a lot of accolades and won a lot of trophy. Tell us a little bit about how did you get interested in soccer?
Yeah, I started playing when I was about 7. From New Jersey, so not too far away from the area, East Coast player. And, you know, just loved it from an early age growing up. Ended up going to the University of North Carolina to play in college, get another great experience. And then now I feel very fortunate to be playing professionally. And I'm really excited to be joining the Western New York Flash and getting opportunity to play for the new WPS team.
And, of course, we can't forget, of course, you've had a number of appearances for our U.S. women's national team, including the 2007 Four Nations Cup over in China, which I know that the team is training right now for the 2011 version. And I know I'm sure you're working very hard to be a part of that squad that Pia Sonaga is going to bring over to China in a great field with China, Canada and Sweden as the opponents for the U.S. How has the camp been going so far? Has it been different without some of the veteran players like Rochester's Abby Wambach there?
Yeah, it's been a really good camp so far. I'm actually getting ready to head off to our second practice of the day. So, you know, it's been tough. We've had a couple double day sessions. So even though some of the veterans aren't here, you know, they're still working us real hard. And I think everyone's very excited about 2011. So, you know, whether Abby and Shannon Box and Carly Lloyd, all them are here or not, we're training really hard, and we're looking forward to them rejoining us at the Four Nations Tournament.
Yeah, well, just, you know, and because we have a lot of young girls that are listening to our show, I would like you to describe the, you know, your feelings when you were the national team player in a national team jersey, and what it really meant to you and to your family, of course.
I mean, that's been a dream of mine since I was a 9-year-old. So when I first got to put on the national team jersey, you know, I really felt like I was living a childhood dream, and it's always such an honor, you know, every time I have that opportunity. So it's very inspirational, and it motivates me to even work harder to get more and more opportunities to represent my country. So I look forward to any opportunity I get, and it's been fun for me to have the opportunity to play alongside some of my idols and players I watched growing up.
Well, I understand that your favorite player. Who is your favorite player that you admire so much?
Favorite current player?
Or no, soccer player. Soccer player.
We read it on your bio.
Yeah. growing up, I really admired Mia Hamm, Christine Lilly, Julie Foudy, Michelle Akers. They were my role models as women players growing up. In terms of men players, I loved Didon. So I feel like that collection is pretty good set of role models.
Well, you're a pretty good player. You're
pretty good. She's a member of our national team, Joe.
You're a midfielder, and I meant that with all the respect that goes to a national player, of course.
Thank you.
But, you know, your position is a midfielder, of course. And, you know, my interpretation of midfielder, or at least what I understand about the midfielder position, is that those are the people that really make the team go. I mean, you're attacking, you're defending, you're constructing. You're just like an engineer over there. Is that, do you view the same way your position?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I couldn't have said it better myself. I love to always be involved. That's one reason I love to play midfield. You get to do a little bit of everything, and I like to be in the center of the action. So, yeah, exactly what you said.
We're here with Yael Averbush from the U.S. Women's National Team, a new member of the Western New York Flash. We'll get to see her right here in Rochester throughout this spring and summer. And yeah, you've been to the Four Nations Tournament in China, and tell us about what it's like to play in the tournament and the atmosphere that the Chinese fans bring to the tournament.
Yes, actually my first tournament with the national team a few years ago. So, I was so nervous and excited about it, to be honest. I probably didn't even notice too much of what was going on. But it's a really great tournament, and the competition is excellent. There are great preparation matches for as early year matches to prepare for the, especially the World Cup this year, but just in general the rest of the year. And I do remember that the stadium was amazing, the fans were great, and the competition was very good. So
what's interesting
looking forward to hopefully being part of it again.
Right, if Coach Tsuchiya does choose you, you're going to be playing against some of your teammates from the Flash. Carolyn Sager, the captain of the Swedish national team. Of course, Christine Sinclair from Canada. And so what would that be like for you, playing against some of your club teammates?
Yeah. I've played against both of them several times before, but I think it'll be different now, knowing that I'll be playing with them this season. I think, you know, I'll pay extra attention to them on the field and then hopefully get the chance afterwards to meet them and talk a little bit. So it'll be great.
Now, growing up, of course, going to South Carolina, North Carolina, yeah, it's really the hotbed of soccer, at least from all aspects, for women and men, because they seem that North Carolina is the place to be if you want to play soccer professionally. Tell us about your college career, and then, if you don't mind, what would you recommend to girls that want to play soccer? What do they need to do to be where you are today?
Yeah, I feel very fortunate to have decided to go to the University of North Carolina. I think that, like you said, both the women's and men's program there are very competitive. And I think it comes down to the fact that every day in training, everything is about a competition. That's the way the women's program is run, at least. You know, everything we did in training was recorded, whether it was our speed, if we did fitness, any type of technique we worked on, anytime we played a small-sided game, it was recorded whether we won or lost. And I think that really helped to develop the players and also create an environment where when we got into a game situation, it was just second nature to try to win. Which obviously we were very successful at during my time there. I was fortunate enough to be part of two national championship teams, so I felt very good about my four college years of soccer. And I think in terms of young players growing up, I would say to always have fun with what you're doing and spend a lot of time with the ball. I think those are two of the main things I try to focus on, spending as much time with the ball, working on technique as possible, especially at a young age, but also just enjoying what you do because you're going to spend a lot of hours doing it.
That's definitely for sure. For all you young players listening, Yale is a great role model because at the age of 14, she played in the W League with the New Jersey Lady Stallions. So even at that age, she was playing with some great level players. Of course, at that time, the W League was one of the top leagues, if not the top league in the country. So, yeah, I tried to find if you ever played against the Rochester Ravens. I know we were in the same division as the Lady Stallions for a couple of seasons. I don't know if you ever had the chance to play against Rochester in the past. Maybe you could fill that in if you remember.
Yeah, you know, I actually think I might have. So long ago at this point, I can't remember, but I think they might have come to play us, though, because I never went to Rochester to play.
So I know the Ravens were, because we have a Ravens owner, Doug Miller, is going to be on later on, who's the new owner of the Ravens as of last year. And I know the Ravens and the Flash will be playing here in Rochester this year, and it's going to be a great atmosphere for women's soccer in this area. But I also want to ask you about the training with at the Home Depot Center. Right now the men are also training at the Home Depot Center, the men's national team. Have you guys, the two teams, interacted at all while you're in Los Angeles?
No, we haven't really interacted. We actually walked past them. They were out there training today when we were going to training, so we walked past them and kind of took a sneak peek at what was going on with them, and we happened to be staying at the same hotel, so we kind of see them as we're both heading off to training, but besides that, we haven't interacted too much.
You mean no bars, no nothing?
Bars, they're in training, Joe, come on. I just didn't know if maybe some of the women players would watch the men train or vice versa.
Yeah, I mean, we always try to watch them when we're out there at the same time. I think they finished around the same time we did, so we're all walking off the field together. It was kind of cool.
And one thing I wanted to bring up, before you have to get off the training, but looking at your bio, that you're not only a great player at North Carolina, you're also an academic All-American, and you've actually written a number of pieces and also are a public speaker. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, writing and speaking are two things I enjoy in addition to soccer. So it's been really fun for me to take my experiences and try to be able to share them with people, whether it's through writing or also a little bit of speaking. I'm more new to that. But it's fun for me to try to share a little bit of my daily life with other people.
Well, it's very nice because your writing takes after your mom, that she wrote several books about soccer, which it's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, see, and you're very smooth on the air, too. I can see you getting involved like Julie Foudy after your career is over, being a commentator. And it sounds like that's something you might want to pursue when you get past your soccer career. Who knows what the world's going to be like then? But I know that you worked for that, and your degree was in psychology, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So maybe you can get inside the heads of some of the players and let us know what they're thinking.
We can certainly use you over here.
I know. I think that's for sure. I tell you, we're really looking forward to having you come to Western New York, to Rochester, Yale. We're very excited about seeing you and the rest of the Flash play. And of course, we'll be watching with the women's national team as we always do. We follow them very closely because of a young lady named Abby Wambach who's from Rochester. So we are very in tune with the U.S. women, and we hope that you, of course, make the team for the Four Nations Cup and see you play against the international competition. And we'll look forward to seeing you this spring in Rochester. We'll look forward to meeting you in person and watching you guys play.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Yale.
Have a good practice.
Have a good training session.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yale Averbush, current member of the Western New York Flash and the U.S. Women's National Team here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I'm certainly looking forward to seeing her play, Joey. You won't be able to miss her. She's 5'10" tall, so she's going to be one of the...
Just like I told you, I like to watch women's soccer better than men's soccer.
Well,
not only because they play without falling down and taking dives, but only because they're better looking.
Well, if she plays like Zidane, I think we'll have a lot to look forward to this coming spring and summer with the Western New York Flash. But we're also, of course, going to be watching our men's national team, and we come back, we'll be joined by a member of the men's national team, a member of the Colorado Rapids, the MLS Cup champions. Marvell Wynn will join us next here on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and I'm on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is The Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National Team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kuja Kuj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. We'll have Dick Howard coming up at top of the hour with the International Report, and Doug Miller coming up at 7:15. We'll talk about the Rochester Ravens and their upcoming 2011 season, and we're trying to hook up with Marvell Wynn at the moment. We'll let you know as soon as he gets on the air here. But Joe, I tell you, it's been a crazy week here in soccer. A lot of things going on. And first of all, I have to say congratulations to David Beckham and Victoria. They're going to have their fourth child. So,
man, he's supposed to be playing soccer, not playing hockey.
Hey, what do you think he handled that time off for? No, we're very happy that the Beckhams are going to have another child. And who knows, if they get enough, have another couple of boys, they can have an indoor, they have a futsal team.
They could very well be. But, David Beckham is certainly the talk of Europe right now, because there were rumors that he wanted to go to England to play.
Well, he's there right now. He's training with Tottenham Hotspur at their facility in Chigwell, which I happen to have been there, unbelievably. Chigwell is a outside suburb of London. You can get there on Zone 5 on the Central Line, and you have to take a cab from the tube station, Joe. But I was there back in 2002 to interview Casey Keller, and it's a beautiful facility. It's out in the middle of nowhere, which I guess is good, because you don't want the fans...
You don't want the distraction.
Yeah, exactly. So Bex is there. He passed his physical today, and supposedly it's not completely dead about the Beckham playing on loan, but really it's the LA Galaxy wants him back for the February time frame instead of March. So that's really, that's the sticking point right now. It doesn't look like he's going to play, but even if he's there, I mean, it's a big deal because it brings focus to MLS and it brings focus to the LA Galaxy.
Well, it's certainly a good thing, and not only, like you said, it's good for MLS because in Europe he represents MLS right now. So amongst the other players that, the young players that are playing in Europe and especially in England, they represent the American soccer. The thing that really amazes me is that the American players that are playing in England at the moment are really establishing themselves as not only as good defenders, not only good forward, but they're scoring. They do what they what they're supposed to do.
That's right.
And the talent is there, which it was never the case before. I mean, we never thought about American players playing in Europe. We thought about a European player coming play in America to teach everybody the game. But things have changed, and that's very good for soccer.
That's right. Edson Buttle from the Galaxy. He's no longer with the Galaxy. He's going to play over in the Bundesliga 2 with FC Ingolstadt, joining former U.S. Star player Freddie Adu, who's there as well. So I know that it's going to be tough for the Galaxy to lose a player of that caliber. But of course, they're going to have Juan Pablo Angel likely joining them. And there's actually rumors that Luca Toni might sign with the Galaxy, but he's actually gone over to Juventus to play.
I don't know why Juventus really got him, because they need more than Luca Toni. But Luca Toni would have been good in America. So it's just one of those things. But, another change that's coming, Kobe Jones, which is a Los Angeles kind of guy, a Los Angeles Galaxy. And
He's the face of that team since the very beginning.
He's moving to New York. How do you like that?
I like it. I think that it shows that before long we're going to see the New York Cosmos on the field in MLS. I think it's just a matter of time. It's all down to the stadium. I think that the Cosmos are preparing to make the move to MLS, and he's going to be the associate director of soccer, Kobe Jones is, and they've got a lot of things going on in New York, and I'm part of the Cosmos Facebook fan page, and they're sending out all sorts of information about jerseys and hats, and they're signing people to be involved with the team, and I think it's a great thing for soccer to bring the Cosmos back. I think it was the face of American soccer in the 70s. They were the worldwide known team, and it's going to be big news when they come back and play in MLS if it does happen.
Well, the other thing that we know, the San Antonio team from the North American Soccer League has chosen a name, and that's the San Antonio Scorpions.
So we got the Lancers, the Flash, the Rhinos, and now we got the Scorpions, who used to be the nickname of the Syracuse team in the American Soccer League.
I was expecting that the new I-League team in Syracuse would be named the Scorpion.
Well, they still might be. You don't know that.
So that's the name was selected by a panel of over 1,000 entries. So, the North American Soccer League is still not a dead issue. It remains to be seen what's going to happen with that. And because there is so much talk about the league and where we're going from here. And certainly the North American Soccer League was an entity in the past that had to be, employed or had all the best players in the world. And I just hope that soccer in general, whatever they call themselves, no matter what league they play, but once they go on the field, they play good soccer, entertaining soccer, and promote the game, and in order to fill the stadium, because without people in the stand, soccer will be dead. So, the most important thing is to put a team that on the field that is entertaining, that people like to identify with. So, regardless of league play or of league association.
That's true. And then San Antonio, there's rumors that the USL Pro League actually might put a team in San Antonio as well to play at the Alamo Dome, which will be very interesting. I mean, San Antonio had a team in the North American Soccer League. They were the San Antonio Thunder, and their star player was the former, one of the greatest players ever in soccer, Bobby Moore, played for them. So, Joe, I know you, I don't know if Lions ever played San Antonio league.
No, I don't remember ever going there.
So, but I mean, they certainly have a presence in soccer. Of course, there's a lot of local interest in soccer in San Antonio. They're always talking about putting an MLS team there, but that sort of hasn't fallen through. But unfortunately, what seems also fallen through, unfortunately, was our Marvell Wynn. We're supposed to have him on, but there's been some technical problems with that. We'll try to get him on next week at this point. I think I know the national team has to go practice at 4 o'clock, the men. So we'll try to get him on next week's show because, you know, things happen. You know, this is...
Maybe they got snow over there.
Don't think so.
The phone lines are done and... Who knows?
There's just some technical problems there, but we'll get him on. We'll get Marvell on next week, hopefully. But this gives us a chance to talk a little bit more, Joe. But I'll tell you, I'm just thinking about Rochester and all the teams that are going to be here this year. This is just incredible how this city of, you know, X number of people that we have, we're going to have two pro men's teams, a pro women's team, and an amateur women's team in the W League, all playing this year.
And then we got baseball, then we got lacrosse. We got hockey and basketball, you know. But I'm talking about when you talk about the city as a whole. You know, this is a sports city. I mean, the reality, the thing, that it's a sports city. It's just amazing.
It certainly is. We have the outdoor Rochester Rattlers will be coming back this year to play at the stadium. We have the indoor Nighthawks have already started their season, so it's always great to live in Rochester and live in this area, because especially with the on RhinoZone.com, I made a comment on there today about how I think the Western New York Flash are going to be one of the big draws, because you've got the best women's players in the United States and many of the top world players playing right here in Rochester. And something that's never happened before, except when the national team has come here in and of themselves.
Andrew, I really believe that the Flash, first of all, they have a sound organization behind them. They're going to put on the field a great team, a competitive team. And once the Rochester people get to know them and get to identify with the team, I'm sure that they're going to draw very well.
Actually, we have a change in our plans here, as we have now hooked up with U.S. International Marvell Wynn on the air right now, and thank goodness for technology. Marvell's appearance is brought to you by New Way Auto Parts, 6 locations in the Rochester area. Marvell, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Sorry about the technical difficulties there, but we're very happy to have you on, and congratulations on a great 2010, winning the MLS Cup with, you know, Rochester connections with Scott Palguda and Danny Earls, and also assistant coach Steve Guppy being part of the Rhinos organization. So we all followed the Rapids, and we're very happy you guys took home the trophy.
Thank you very much. It was actually a good year. Scott Palguda and Danny Earls are actually great players. I love playing with them. They're good guys. And, you know, Steve Gubby's a great coach.
Well, Marvell, you know, just this is Joe Sirianni, and I'm looking at some of the things that I brought, you know, that I know of you. I mean, you, as a young guy, you chose soccer over baseball, which was your father's sport, and you were very prominent in soccer. What made you do that?
Soccer was introduced to me first, maybe when I was around 3 years old or whatever. So I was already used to being in a very fast-paced sport, and then when I went to baseball, I guess it was just too much sitting around for me. So soccer is the only thing that actually satisfied me and kept me under control with all my running around.
We're very glad you chose soccer, Marvell, and I know that this was a transition year for you, actually, because in the past you played on the outside in the back when you played for Toronto FC in the national team, but you were switched to central defender this year for the Rapids, helping them to win the title. Now, what role are you playing with the men's national team? Are you going back to outside back, or are you just trying to fit in as a central defender?
Right now it seems fairly inconclusive. I've been in the middle and I've been on the right. So I guess that's great for me, seeing that they see me as a variable player, being able to play in two positions. Right now, there's nothing really definite on what they want from me.
I think which of the two positions you like the best? I think that playing in the middle, you have a lot more responsibility because you have to cover for everybody, that the left back and the right back, you have to cover for everybody. And and the other position, you sort of have to cover man to man. Am I correct?
Yeah, there's a lot of responsibility on both positions, but I think as center back, you're more of an organizational type player, trying to get everyone in line, trying to keep your lineup and everything. And yeah, you are a part of just about every play in terms of defending. Whereas the right back, you also have abilities, but it's more offensive, trying to get down the line, trying to get crosses in, and you talk to your right midfielder as well as the center back that's with you. So they both require a lot, but I suppose I do like it in the middle a bit more. Use my speed more for the defensive use and trying to get down the line and get crosses in.
We certainly need speedy defenders to handle some of these great forwards we're going to be seeing, certainly in the Gold Cup coming up this year, when we go against the Mexicans and the Jamaicans and whoever comes in from Central America. They're always going to be very tough. Now, I know with this camp, this is unusual for many countries. They don't usually have camps this long, but fortunately with the MLS break and this being a national team camp falling in the offseason, Bob Bradley can look at a lot of players. And you guys are I'm seeing on the blog with the pictures, you guys are doing a lot of work with a lot of different combinations. Is anything different with this camp as opposed to previous camps that you've been in with the national team?
We actually bring this up quite a bit. Especially 2 years ago, this camp was mainly just about fitness and running and getting in shape for the game. Now it seems to be more soccer awareness and trying to build up the player to be on the national team level. So there's a lot of drills when it comes to passing technique and tactics. So there's a lot less running, but your mind is working, which is making up for the actual other fitness levels.
That's really good. It's good to see that. Kind of, that's a lot of what the U.S. fans have wanted to see, some more technical ability from the national team. We know we have great fitness, great ability, great desire. It's always been a question about the technique and the passing skills and that. So it sounds like Bob Bradley's really on the right page. And I know that playing against Chile coming up next Saturday, one of the World Cup teams and a very talented team from South America, it's going to be a real challenge for you guys going up against the team, even though we do have the home advantage, of course, playing right here in the United States.
Yeah, it's always very exciting to play the game at the end of these January camps. You have guys that are, for the most part, just thrown together. They've been together for a couple of weeks now, and they're trying to mend and mold and try to get a certain feel to one another and try to go out there and play against other teams of the world. So playing against Chile is going to be a good test for us. They're in the top 25, and I believe we may be as well. So it's always going to be a nice little battle.
You played when you played in different with different team and a different position, I guess. But of all the team that you played with, which one you think that you outside the one that you won the championship now, which one you think that you would have claimed more?
Toronto. There for 3 years. There, those are big developmental years of my life, and I got kind of comfortable there. The coaches, even though there were many of them that came in and out, they taught me different things and let me do my own thing as well. So I was able to grow myself and what I feel I need to get better on, and then they helped me improve on what they felt to get me better. So it all kind of mended up together and got me here.
I know you were very popular in Toronto, winning the MLS Cup there just a couple of months ago. It was a big thrill for you. And actually, it's funny, I was reading in your bio your first MLS goal upwards, which you scored up in Toronto back in 2008. I happened to be at the match covering it because Pat Onstad, former Rhino, was in goal for Houston. And it's funny, I had him on my fantasy team that day, and you scored the goal and ruined the shutout. So, but that's okay. I still finished in the top 30 that season. So I know. quite a bit of thrill for you to finally get that first goal. I know you're looking for that for the national team as well. So this year, hopefully you'll get it against Chile or maybe against Egypt coming up on February 9th when you go over to Cairo. That should be also a very talented match. And you played against Egypt in the Confederations Cup. You were part of that team in 2009. So I know that's a familiar opponent for you guys.
Yeah, it is. Depending on what team goes down there and all that, we still recall that game, knowing that we had to, you know, come up with something big, as well as the other match that was being played. The odds were really against us, but that just showed a lot of fight, and we showed fight throughout that whole tournament, showing the world kind of what the U.S. can do.
Yeah, that was a great tournament, especially that. I tell you, if we just played that first 45 against Brazil and the match ended there, it would have been great. But, you know, you got to give credit to the Brazilians for coming back in that match. But it was still it brought U.S. soccer some very needed, you know, exposure to the fans, and it helped set up the 2010 World Cup, which the U.S. did well. And I know that we want to do better for the Gold Cup. We want to take the cup back from Mexico. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think we have a good chance to reclaim the Gold Cup in the summer this year?
Of course, I always do. I don't doubt my country for a second. We have a great squad. This camp is a full bunch of young guys and very talented, very driven guys. So I only see good things in the upcoming year for U.S. soccer and, you know, for the years to come. So when it comes to the Gold Cup, if a lot of these guys are going to be there, which I assume they are, then I'm feeling very confident that we're going to, if we do go down, we're going to go down fighting, that's for sure.
I know it's something we're looking forward to. There's going to be a lot of different cities that are going to host Gold Cup matches, many of them not too far from Rochester. So hopefully we can get a lot of people from our area. We got a branch of the Outlaws that are part of the national team fan program. I'm sure they're going to be traveling to the matches, and we'll be watching on television. And again, we want to thank you for being on the show today. I know you have to go off to practice, and we're sorry we're a little bit late, but we're thank you very much for being on the show, Marvell. We'll certainly be watching you next Saturday night against the Chileans.
All right, thank you very much. You guys have a good one, all right?
Thanks a lot, Marvell. Marvell Wynn from our U.S. men's national team and the Colorado Rapids here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll do their international report, a lot of news this week, and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard will be with us next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
More than 20,000 watts of news power
every day. You're listening to WYSL 1040.com, FM Talk 92.1, and News Power 1040 WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
New Way Auto Parts, with 6 locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNauto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And Dick Howard in our international report is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh. Dick, thanks for being with us. Sorry we're a little bit late.
No problem. No problem. You had two great guests, so no problem at all.
How are you, my friend?
Good, Joe. I'm sure you're not too happy. But Andrew is smiling after the results of the weekend. I'm smiling also. And
I'm crying.
La Vecchia Signora had a tough game against Napoli.
Oh, my Madonna mia, we say in Italian. I just can't believe that, you know, my team is such a discord and such a terrible trap. And now they got Tony, and what a mistake they made, because Tony has done nothing in the last couple of years.
I know, it's incredible. Yeah. But the one thing, Joe, and Andrew, I'm sure, will attest to it, as well as all the listeners, is you have to stick by your team through thick and thin. We can't be fair weather fans that just support our team when it's winning. And certainly, there's a few teams that have had great success in recent years and are now struggling, so we have to stay by them.
And I've always been a Juventino, and I'll always be a Juventino.
It
just pains me to see that we having all this problem.
Well, what are you going to do? It happens. Look at Liverpool. So I want to mention that to start, Dick. I know that you've been following Liverpoolian soccer for your whole life, and in the 70s, when you talked about Liverpool, they were the best team in the world, and one of the reasons was Kenny Dalglish, the great Scottish striker, and they brought him back. The Reds have brought him back to coach the side, and it was stunning. I was very surprised to see it, and of course, he came out. Two Scotsmen brought out two of the most famous clubs in England, Sir Alex Ferguson and Kenny Dalglish, in the FA Cup. Incredible, and of course, Liverpool losing to Man U, but still, I think it was a move that had to be made because Liverpool is just not doing very well right now.
Yeah, it was just a matter of time, wasn't it? I found it rather interesting that Kenny Dalglish is on a cruise to the Middle East with his wife when he got the call from Liverpool to come and take over the reins of the club, so he had very little time to prepare, but certainly it was an encouraging performance. Dramatic opening, of course, the goal being scored in the first minute of the play, and that being the only goal of the game, the controversy with Steven Gerrard getting a red card. So I think all things considered, they had to thank Pepe Reina, who made some outstanding saves, but there was a little bit more urgency, and I think Kenny Dalglish will change a few things around. Unfortunately, Roy Hodgson, delightful man, he just could not get things going at Liverpool, and it was only a matter of time that he was going to be replaced. And I think the decision to bring in Kenny Dalglish was a good one at this time.
Yeah, but Dick, you know, we always talk about this, and we still never really come up with an answer. You know, great coach, you know, they coach great players. But the reality, the thing that the systems really, you know, the 4-2-4, 4-5-4, whatever they play, okay, doesn't really make any difference. I think that the coaches nowadays, they have to be psychologists, not technicians as such. I mean, because, you know, the players are there. Those are all players that they know what they're supposed to do on the field. Mm-hmm. And,
you've got a good point there, Joe. I think the key thing is you've got to have tremendous man management skills, because you've got all these guys who are earning incredible salaries, and I always make the analogy with the NBA, where You've got coaches, you know, looking after and trying to keep million-dollar players in line, and it's very challenging. And I think tonight, when we had the marvelous award ceremony in Zurich with the FIFA Ballon d'Or awards, it's ironic that Jose Mourinho was the one who got the Coach of the Year award, and here's a man who has outstanding man management skills wherever it may be, whether it be in Portuguese football, whether it be in Italy, of course, or whether it be in England or Spain.
He was deserving to win that award with all the things he did for Inter in 2010, and now he's coaching Real Madrid and doing very well. I mean, they have to beat Barcelona somehow, and amazingly enough, the three contenders for the World Player of the Year, all from Barcelona. I will say this, Messi is an unbelievable talent. He scored 60 goals in 2010, but I think Iniesta should have gotten the award because he scored the most important goal of the year that gave Spain the World Cup. I think he would have been, a better choice than Messi this time around. Messi in the World Cup was not the same player as he was playing for Barcelona.
No, certainly when you look at the World Cup situation, although I found it tremendous, the duels that Messi had with some goalkeepers in that tournament, because he could have had, you know, four or five goals quite easily had it not been for some outstanding goalkeeping. But certainly the situation with Iniesta had an outstanding tournament. But I would be inclined. I'm still Lionel Messi, you know, he's just been superb for a club and in the most part country.
I think that, you know, playing in a national team is completely different than a club team, because in a national team you got all different kind of players, and unless you really, you know, unless you get to know one another and serve one another, certainly that is not the same thing that when you play in a club team that everybody knows your move, they know where you're going to be, and then, you know. So I, you know, based upon what Andrew said, yeah, maybe, you know, there is so, but at the end of the day, you have to look at the achievement, overall achievement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you look at the women's side, the fifth straight year that Marta has once again won the Female Player of the Year, but again, you know, 24 goals, 24 games in the WPS Championship, and a player that we go to see, don't we? When the ball goes to a Marta, when it goes to a Messi, you wonder what on earth are they going to do next, because they've got such tremendous skills in and around the penalty area. So two tremendous awards, and quite a star-spangled occasion, of course, because they were awarding also the FIFA Pro, the World 11, and various other awards.
Yeah, Mark, I hope Mark, I posted this also online today, that WPS has got to keep Marta in this league. Can you imagine what in Rochester? I mean, Dick, you may even come down to Rochester if Marta comes in and plays at Marina Auto Stadium. It would be incredible to see her in person. But the team of the year, if you look at the team of the year, we had Iker Casillas in goal, Maicon, Piqué, Lucio, and Puyol in the back, Xavi, Wesley Sneijder, and Iniesta in the midfield, and up front, Cristiano Ronaldo, David Villa, and Lionel Messi. Two countries' teams represented, you know, the Italians with Sneijder and Lucio and Maicon, and the rest from the Spanish La Liga, and I think four or five teams represented, maybe even just four.
But they don't represent the Italians. The Italian soccer is not represented.
It's true, but they were, you know, they were there because of Inter.
Playing, yeah, but
it's just incredible that, you know, the concentration of players and the countries they come from, the clubs they play for. It just seems like there's a few clubs that are just over and above any other clubs and countries in the world right now.
Yeah, and you look at the quality of that team, just tremendous, and I wouldn't query any of those. I've always been a great fan of Iker Casillas, and he had some great rivals for the award, but overall, I think they're selected by their peers and by journalists, so you're getting the best players, and that's the consensus, but certainly it reflects a lot on the countries that they're playing their football in.
Well, Dick, sorry we have to cut you short tonight because we did run a little bit longer. We had to wait for Marvell Wynn to come on. But next week we'll talk a little bit more about the FA Cup, of course. Chelsea and Everton are playing in the fourth round. What are we going to do? I'll tell you.
Well, we'll have to do something. We'll have to have a wager or something with regard to that one.
I think so. Sure. And then, of course, David Beckham may not be playing for Tottenham, but we will be there when they play Manchester United this weekend.
Right. So. He's going to be a father again, so he needs to take it easy.
Yeah, maybe. But, Dick, we'll talk to you again next week. We'll have a lot more time with you. We'll get more news and see what happens over the week. But thanks for being with us in a shortened version of the International Report tonight.
And I hope you have the shovel ready. Dick, okay. I hope you have the shovel ready because snow is coming your way.
Well, did you? Ciao, guys.
Thanks, ciao. Dick. Dick Howard, live from Toronto here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll have the owner of the Rochester Ravens, former Rhino, and U.S. Hall of Famer Doug Miller on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Cooch, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, salvatores.com.
And now, the truth about insurance.
People assume quality car insurance has to cost more. People assume too much. The truth is, drivers who switch to Allstate save money, and they got more protection. So get the facts. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including the city, Rondacoit, Reese, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Siriani. Don't forget, you can get our Facebook page by going to Facebook.com/Radio Soccer, and our Twitter page is Twitter.com/Radio Soccer. You also get there through our website at SoccerIsTheKickInTheGrass.com. And don't forget, if you want to be a sponsor of our show, you can email me at Andrew@SoccerIsTheKickInTheGrass.com or Joe@SoccerIsTheKickInTheGrass.com. We'd love to have you join the Soccer is the Kick in the Grass family. Waiting on Doug Miller right now. Doug is actually coaching a match right now, so as soon as we get him on the air, on the phone, we'll get him right on the air for you.
Well, Andrew, you know, we're talking about soccer, of course, and here we are in January. We're expecting a snowstorm, but I'm thinking that April is just around the corner, and before you know, we're going to be going to the park and watch soccer all over again.
That's right.
Now, the enthusiasm, of course, it's, you know, we went in to talk with Doug Miller, of course, to talk about the Ravens. The Flash, we know that it's a done deal. They're going to be playing in Rochester. The Rhinos are in the midst of organizing the team for 2011. And man, oh man, I mean, we are blessed.
In November, we got the Rochester Lancers, and first indoor team in Rochester playing a full season. And we had the Lancers playing tournaments back in the 70s, but there's something else we're looking forward to. And of course, we're also looking forward to the Ravens coming back in 2011. And we have with us now Doug Miller, and Doug's appearance is brought to you by the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Number to call is 352-5300. Doug, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Doing very well. And again, thank you for being a part of our show and working with us in 2011.
We're excited to. I mean, hey, we want to make sure that the game of soccer is alive and kicking in Rochester, and whatever we can do to make that happen, you know, we're excited to do.
Hey, Doc, Joe Sirianni here. I know that we took you away from coaching the game, but tell us a little bit about, you know, how do you view the system right now, or the opportunity, whatever we're going to call it, with the flesh coming to Rochester. How do you view this new team coming and playing Rochester?
Well, I think it's a great thing for women's soccer. Get a quick drink, guys. I think it's a great thing for women's soccer, and anything that's going to promote the game is a good thing. So, you know, I think that as long as we're doing positive things to grow women's soccer as well as men's soccer, the more opportunities for these women are better.
Tell us about the plans for the 2011 Ravens, Doug. What do you have, and what are we going to be able to see from this team coming up this coming summer?
Well, actually, we just had our combine about a week and a half ago before I went to IMG, and we actually have some about five or six more additions to our program. And we're really excited, because I think it's going to be another step forward in women's soccer for the Ravens. We're playing all our home games at Aquinas, and we're really excited about it. We've got some of the returning players from last year that will be returning, and about five or six new additions. So I think it's going to be competitive. We play against the best teams in Canada right now, with Quebec, Ottawa, Toronto, Hamilton. So it'll be another test for us, and good for women's soccer.
What are the age group of the girls that on your team, Doug?
Between 19 and 25.
So they're experienced players, by all means, college.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're all coming from Division I college, Division II college. They're local products, so it's a great thing for young girls, you know, to see, you know, role models that they can, you know, try and take that next step.
I know it's a beautiful facility out at Aquinas. I know that a lot of people go there for Aquinas events, and it's something I'm sure the fans will be going out there to see the Ravens play. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys play again this year. And also want to ask you quickly about the sports park itself. You've got a lot of new things going on there as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we've got, you know, the Rochester Ravens, obviously my program. We have the Rochester Golf Academy, which you started, which was another great opportunity to do the same thing I do in my soccer school with golf. And then we have Glacier Ridge, which is snow tubing. So it is a family sports park, and, you know, we're looking forward to growing and changing a community. So we're excited about that.
Doug, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you, as journalist, what's the status with you possibly maybe putting the boots back on and playing indoors for the Rochester Lancers? Any news on that?
Hey, all I'll say is I was down at IMG Academy, and John Ellinger, who was assistant coach in Dallas, was shocked to see how old I was and still as fit as I was. So,
but you're fit. You're fit, yeah. And you can play the game.
Yeah, so, hey, you know, we're you never know what may happen.
Well, you need to get there. You need to play an outdoor game and score a couple goals, get the records, and go from there.
I think indoor would be better at this point. Doug, come on just for a couple minutes, score a goal, and then rest for a few minutes after that.
That's right.
Well, Doug, thanks for being on the show. Really appreciate it. Look forward to coming down to the Family Sports Park and working with you in 2011.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
Doug Miller here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, a Rochester soccer legend, and we're very happy to see him back with the Ravens. And, of course, we may be seeing him putting on the jersey of the Rochester Lancers in November. We'll have to see how that works out. I know that, you know, Sam always has his wheels turning up in his head about how to market the sport, and there's no better marketer than Doug Miller. I mean,
I know.
People will come out and see him play, and his career with the Blizzard, he was a legend, and he could score goals at will. So we got to thank Doug Miller for coming on the show. I want to thank Yael Averbush and, of course, our friend Aaron Heifetz. from the women's national team, Marvell Wynn, and Michael Cameron from the men's national team. What a show this has been, Joe, I tell you.
And don't forget our engineer, Bob D'Angelo.
You can't forget Bob.
Everything.
Without him, we'd be deep doo-doo. So be with us again next Monday for another edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass right here on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.